Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
So, Michelle, you know, in my practice, I have seen a boatload of women more and more now who are terrified about putting on weight during pregnancy. Now, at first, you'd think, you know, the bad mommy police are going to show up and, you know, arrest this woman on a felony count. But, you know, I'm seeing exactly. more and more of these women who, you know what I mean, take I really good care of themselves. And then they seem to have sort of what we call a pregnant eating disorder, pregorexia. Well, to really help us understand what this phenomenon is all about, we have a wonderful expert here, Claire Misko, who is a body image expert, oversees the Proud to Be Me youth outreach program of the National Eating Disorders Association, and her book is Does This Pregnancy Make Me Look Fat? The Essential Guide to Loving Your Body Before and After Baby. Claire, welcome to Her Radio. This is such an important issue. I want to get to it. So what is pregorexia? Help us understand this.
Well, thank you for having me. Pregorexia is actually more of a media coined term, but it refers to women who struggle with disordered eating during pregnancy. And we're seeing that this is becoming increasingly problematic and a bigger and bigger issue. And a lot of women, as you described, really feel very, very scared about the weight gain and body changes of pregnancy.
How do you work with someone like that? I mean, your pregnancy is a glorious, glowing experience, and instead it's being seen as almost a threat to someone's body image and their physical well-being and their mental well-being. What's going on with that, Claire? Let's deep dive into that a little bit.
Well, you know, first of all, I think it's important to note that many, many women do have these fears. So if you're struggling with this, you're not alone. In fact, my co-author and I interviewed over 400 women for Does This Pregnancy Make Me Look Fat? And we found that overwhelmingly this fear of body changes in pregnancy is the number one concern for women. 78% of women said that they were really nervous and some were very anxious about this. So it's important to understand, again, that if you're having these fears, you know, to not dive into the shame, you know, to really understand that you're not alone in this and that there are resources out there and to take it seriously. I think many, many women struggle with body image issues in general. So it's certainly not rocket science to think that pregnancy could exacerbate or really intensify the body image concerns that many women have outside of pregnancy. So it's very important to be upfront with your prenatal and postpartum healthcare providers if you're having these fears, and to make sure that you're getting the support and resources you need throughout pregnancy and into new motherhood.
So do you find that women actually come clean with their doctor? Because I find most of the time that they don't really talk about it. And then what are they doing? What are the extreme measures that they're taking to limit their weight gain?
Yeah, well, you're right. Most women are not upfront with their doctors about it. And that's why, you know, that's my number one piece of advice, to get beyond that shame and really be upfront about it and talk about your history. If you've had a history of eating disorders or disordered eating, or even, if poor body image, you know, if body image and weight concerns are really something that's at the forefront of your mind, generally, I think it's very important to talk to your prenatal healthcare providers about that. And again, get beyond that shame. In terms of behavior, some women do restrict. You know, they limit what they eat. They don't gain enough weight during pregnancy because they're limiting their calorie intake or continuing to exercise in extreme ways. Some women binge and purge, and some women just binge without purging. You know, binge eating disorder is actually one of the most common eating disorders. that we see in the field. And so, you know, there's a range of different behaviors that women engage in. But the important thing is that this isn't really about, you know, the surface issue is the fear of the body changes, but eating disorders and disordered eating are always linked to deeper issues and deeper anxieties. So that's why it's so important to talk about it and to get that support.
Well, I think your points are really excellent here, Claire. And in addition, we're being fed a line from Hollywood and the rest of them. If I see one more, you know, bump
is
watch
that the truth?
Celebrities out there, I just want to smack every one of them when they've got the, you know, the cute little thing and they're holding their belly and they've got the Versace that they're wearing. I don't know where the hell they get a pregnancy Versace, but whatever. And they kind of make it work. And then just like pulling what I call a Heidi Klum. Remember when she had to drop all that weight in order to get back into her angel outfit to be able to do that whole Victoria's Secret
gig? Runway,
You know, going down the runway thing. And everyone was just, you know, doing the Heidi Klum post-baby, you know, can she pull it together? And then I swear when she was coming down in her wings and whatever, the Swarovski bra and, you know, whatever, as she was coming down, you know, the camera zeroed in, not on her face and her leg, went right for the belly. I just fell off my chair going, this is so sick. I mean, what do you have to say about that, Claire?
Yeah, well, I have a lot to say about that. And, you know, it is absolutely this pressure that's coming from the culture is having an incredibly negative impact on women. We see, as you mentioned, celebrity women are tracked throughout their pregnancy. You know, is it a baby or a burrito? You know, look at that cute little baby bump. You know, we have all of these now conventional, you know, we have these new phrases that have been created. You know, we have the post-baby body reveal. And, you know, if there is a celebrity who has given birth in the last 2 years, it is an expectation that any interview you will see with her, she will be asked about, you know, how did you get the baby weight off? And, you know, what's your diet plan? And, you know, this obsessive focus on, you know, how much did they gain? What do they look like during pregnancy? The intense scrutiny of pregnant women's bodies. And then this race to get the weight off. And, you know, of course, these celebrities have access to many, many more resources than the average women. So, you know, they have their personal chefs and their trainers and, you know, their stylists and, you know, childcare so that they can do whatever they need to do. And also not to mention that this is their job, you know, celebrity women are, you know, they have contracts, they have to get back to work. And so this is, you know, they're so hyper-focused on it. But unfortunately, that pressure that's coming from the culture and coming from media is impacting women. We're starting to feel like we have to be in this race, you know, and it takes away, you know, many of the women we interviewed for the book talked about how that pressure to get the weight off or the fear of the weight gain that was fueled by these media messages really took away from their enjoyment of pregnancy and certainly of that newborn stage, which is crazy, a crazy time anyway. But, you know, when you're so instantly focused on getting the weight off, it can really negatively impact your ability to bond with your baby and really enjoy that very special time. And a lot of women had regrets about that because they were so instantly on that track to get the weight off.
Well, I remember when I was pregnant, one of the things that they said after I delivered my daughter was that I should stop breastfeeding because if I stopped breastfeeding, then I would, you know, lose the weight. So that was years ago. So, you know, everything changes.
Yeah,
well, breastfeeding actually does help. There's no question about it because you are able to utilize more calories from your hip, thigh, and buttock. But I think the points you've made, Claire, are just fabulous. Claire Misko is the author of Does This Pregnancy Make Me Look Fat? The Essential Guide to Loving Your Body Before and After Baby. Claire, we are just beholden to you. Fabulous book, wonderful segment. Thank you. I'm Dr. Pam Peake, along with Michelle King-Robeson.
Thank you, Claire Misko. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.